Grow Great, the podcast. It's Friday, April the 13th, 2018. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell. You're listening to episode 5043. Today, on my mind, the ethics of leadership. Just this week, Facebook founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg, he has been appearing before a Senate committee on privacy, on data breaches, on the ethics of Facebook's use of consumer data. Volkswagen, they appointed a new CEO this week to replace a leader who he had the awful task of navigating that company past the scandal sparked by his predecessor, an emissions scandal. The company had admitted to some 11 million cars worldwide that had been rigged with software that would cheat pollution tests. The company paid more than $30 billion in fines for that scandal, which broke back in 2015. Reddit CEO Steve Huffman, he drew some fire this week regarding some racism on his platform and some comments that he made. I mean, it's just another week, right? It's just another week in the C-suite. All the usual leadership news. And we're just talking about business. We're only talking about business leadership. We certainly aren't diving into the nasty realm of politics, morals, ethics, doing the right thing. And let me add a big key phrase, no matter what. From a safe distance, it just all seems so easy, right? I mean, simple. But in hindsight, it all seems so, well, just stupid. And maybe it was. Maybe it was stupid, even from the start, but maybe it wasn't. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe over time it just became something more and it just grew like the snowball rolling down a very steep hill. I'm not judging, nor am I condoning. I don't subscribe to situational ethics. Right is always right. Wrong is always wrong. Black, white. However, I'm not blind to the fact that life is a big blend of the gray scale. The C-suite should be like any other leadership group, and that is above reproach. But with the Me Too movement and all the other things that we're seeing, it oftentimes is not above reproach because greed happens. Sometimes that greed is for money. Sometimes it's for power. Sometimes it's clearly for other appetites. Sometimes it's to deal a blow to the competition. And it is always so easily explained. It is also so easily, we can apply such logic to it, perhaps, in the moment that makes it seem like it's okay. But right is right, always. Confidence and worry. These are some things that I think about. Confidence and worry as it relates to the C-suite especially. Why erode and amplify these things with questionable behavior? Why erode confidence and why amplify worry with questionable behavior, with questionable decisions? It's the stuff that CEOs need to function at their highest level. We need confidence. Why would we erode that confidence? Well, that's clearly not the intent. But some leaders lack the character to be guided by conscience. And so when they behave immorally or unethically, in fact, in some cases, when they behave illegally, no problem. No problem. They're not bothered in the least. I, ladies and gentlemen, am not cynical enough to think that that is typical of the C-suite. Sorry, I just don't. More likely are these slides, these gradual slides. One compromise, seemingly not such a big deal. It escalates into a little bigger deal. And before we know it, we are knee deep, in some cases deeper, in a pit that we never intended to even get close to this pit, much less to walk into it. But here we are. CEOs can be surrounded by people who think that decisions for the best financial outcome, those are going to resonate with the C-suite. You know this is true. our people can come up with some really creative, innovative ideas, and we don't want to stifle that, but some of those ideas can push a boundary. And it can lead people willing to keep pushing those boundaries, knowing that, hey, I didn't make the decision. I just suggested it's an alternative, and it is an alternative, but I didn't make the decision, right? She made the decision. She's the CEO. And that distance allows sometimes our people to feel okay with suggesting things because they don't have the burden of responsibility. They don't have the burden of accountability. And it's just one more reason why every top-level leader needs people surrounding them who are willing to challenge, willing to ask hard questions, willing to remain dedicated to a North Star of doing what's right, no matter what. Being an unclothed emperor, being the naked emperor, it's a no-win game. It's just a no-win game. You can be autocratic and you can behave any way you want to, and you can isolate and make these decisions thinking I'm the all-powerful Oz and I've got the ability. You do. You very well do have the ability to do that. But it's a no-win game. And what we need as CEOs is we need insight. We need perspective to see the values and the benefits of every decision while simultaneously seeing the risks and the downsides. And if we don't have people around us who are willing to be bold and be blunt and tell us, here's the risk, here's the downside, you know, come on, it's easy. It's easy for us to put on the rose-colored glasses and to see every decision that we make and to see that the outcome is exact. It's ideal. It's exactly what we're looking for. Any leader willing to shift their standards of what's right based on financial outcomes or anything else is on a slippery, slippery, slippery slope. Now, I could make some arguments for rightness just kind of on their own merit, but let's just keep it focused on business because it's just good business. It's just good. No, it's great business. It's certainly better business to avoid immoral, unethical, and illegal choices. It just is. Commitment to avoid being entertained by any discussion from our people about choices that are clearly or even remotely out of bounds, that sets the tone for the organization. You set the tone for the organization. If you are willing to engage in conversation where someone can even remotely suggest that a decision be made, that a course of action be taken that is questionable, I'm going to argue completely destroys your culture, completely wrecks what you would otherwise create. It puts the team in a frame of mind to innovate in ways that are purely out of bounds. I don't think you want that. I think you want to set a tone so that your people understand, I need all your ideas. I need all of your insights. I need all of your perspectives. But your perspectives need to be always in bounds of what is morally right, of what is ethical, certainly what is legal, no matter what. What too few may consider is this impact that unethical choices have on the entire organization. Because you know what your people are thinking. If the CEO is going to make a choice in the name of something other than doing what's right, then at the individual level, so's everybody else. All the way down the line, kids mimic parents. Employees mimic their leaders. I think it's an Italian proverb, and it's completely true. The fish rots from the head down. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is growgreat.com. Thanks and happy weekend. Greetings from inside the Yellow Studio.